531. PM News at 5. Malo bola o yao o mina amso. The government is claiming Healthy Homes Initiative is making an impact on low-income families. The report shows those in the program were nearly 20% less likely to go to hospital, less likely to be absent from school, and more likely to be employed. Associate Health Minister Ayesha Vorel says more than 100,000 New Zealanders have been involved by Healthy Homes Initiative.
The evaluation shows the social benefits of the program exceeded the cost of the program through less burden on the health system, people able to remain in work, and the ongoing education and school connection for our young ones. It's our belief as a government that everyone deserves a warm, dry, healthy home, especially our tamariki.
Vorel says more than 90% of people were Pacifica or Māori. The Ministry of Health has reported nearly 10,000 new cases of COVID-19 in the last week. As of midnight yesterday, there were 111 people in hospital with the virus, including 7 in intensive care. There are also 33 new deaths over the past week that have been linked to COVID-19. A long-time Rainbow Rights campaigner is praising last week's Talanoa with the Royal Commission into Child Abuse for reaching out to communities yet to be consulted. Felicia Brown Acton says that while recent decades have seen a lot of advances for gay rights, the Commission Talanoa was a valuable opportunity to suggest ways of preventing abuse in the future.
Being a community member who's worked over 20 years in the community, to be able to share some of those stories and to offer advice to support the work of the Royal Commission, it was a fantastic process to be involved in, and they really took care of myself and my fellow panellists that were there that day.
Questions are being raised about continued silence from the Auckland University of Technology over its decision to shut down one of its most prominent centres. AUT locked up the offices for the Pacific Media Centre 2 years ago. AUT Associate Professor Camille Nahid says there's no official indication as to what happened or what will happen with the centre. She says the centre shutdown seems to be part of a worldwide trend by universities.
They may talk about social justice, they may talk about sustainability, if there is money to be made from it.
And to sport, the 12 best women in rugby teams were officially welcomed to the country today by the Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kiro. Team captains and match officials met for the first time at the Skiri Sky City Theatre ahead of the Women's Rugby World Cup kicking off at Eden Park this weekend. Dame Cindy says she's delighted the world's elite 15s women has brought the international stage to the Southern Hemisphere for the first time. Kick-off on Saturday will see South Africa take on France, Fiji play England, and Australia play New Zealand. That's PMN News at 5 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.